Welcome, everybody, to BDN's The Marketing Flight Manual audio program. Nicholas Markward here. Today's topic is Google AdWords. We're talking to our own Sarah Stanzik. Sarah is a multi-talented marketing professional, and one of her key strengths is in the area of digital marketing. Now, chances are you've at least heard of Google AdWords, but you may be wondering how it works and if it works for aerospace marketing. Fortunately, Sarah has the answers, and she's an excellent teacher. Sarah, what kind of stuff do you do at BDN Aerospace?
Sure, I kind of support in a couple different capacities. Right now I do a lot with the accounts team. I coordinate a lot of stuff over in there, and then I work additionally in the marketing with Kyle, and we handle a lot of the BDN marketing and experiment with different things that we can use with clients later down the road.
Yeah, one of the things I've picked up on that you take on is a lot of our internet campaigns, whether that's through email applications like MyEmma or through Google AdWords, which is something we want to talk about today, right? So you recently gave a presentation to us on Google AdWords, and I know that Google AdWords are sometimes those little things that look like search results in Google but actually aren't. But I understand now that there's several varieties and there's several ways to use them. So how did you get started, using Google AdWords? And was it for a client? Was it for us? How did you get in?
So actually, we've been working on a lot of campaigns recently where we realize that we're stuck with a limited audience. So how do we expand and find a broader audience that may also be interested in our content or what we're working on there? So what we found is with Google AdWords, you're going to reach a huge number of people, and there's a variety of ways. So like you had mentioned, when you type in a keyword and you see the little ad pop up with the little green box that says ad, that's the first way, and that's called a search campaign. Those are good for generic audiences, trying to reach out to a lot of people and just building brand awareness. And then there's actually a lot other types of Google AdWords campaigns that you can run. You can do anything from video on YouTube to Gmail campaigns. You can do display campaigns that are similar to the text ads, except for with an image. And those can show up in a variety of places, from search platforms to specific placement sites. Really, you can do a lot with Google AdWords, and it spans all across the internet.
So not just those search results that kind of float to the top or sometimes the bottom of your search page in Google, but it sounds like it's also because Google and YouTube are all kind of under the same umbrella, but there's crossover there as well.
There's a lot of crossover, but Google has also expanded and partnered with other search networks. So Bing is involved, Yahoo, pretty much any search network that you can think of is adopting this practice. And Google AdWords gives you the option to expand to those markets as well.
Okay, so you can still, maybe you have access to like a Google account, right, where you manage your AdWords, but you're able to, from that single account, touch all those other opportunities to reach people, whether it's
right.
YouTube or whatever else the service may be.
Exactly. And I mean, you kind of have to know a little bit about each of those so that when you set up the campaign, you can optimize. But Google definitely gives you a very broad reach so that you're not just limited to Google users, but you can hit anybody pretty much on the internet.
Okay. And so if I'm starting my first Google AdWords campaign, what sort of recommendations would you give for somebody as far as how do you come up with the AdWords themselves, for example?
Sure. Well, I think you need to first look at what is your goal of the campaign? What is the action that you want the people to take in the end? And then from there is where you can build your AdWords campaign. For me specifically, I like to think of what is the action? Is it a download? Is it do they want them to call me? Do I want them to visit my website? From there, I kind of work backwards. I figure out, okay, if I want them to download this piece, I'm going to build a landing page so I can track it. What am I going to say on the landing page? But even further back, how do I get people to the landing page? So my ad's going to be worded in a way that captures interest, causes people to take an action, go to that landing page, and support the content that I want them to eventually download.
Okay. Would you recommend that that's a good first step for a company, kind of dipping their toes in AdWords, is to see what sort of results they can get with like a basic setup like that, where it's a Google AdWord and a landing page and they could count visitors?
I really think it depends on what the end goal is. You know, if you're wanting people to just call you, there's really no reason for a landing page. It's more of a, you're setting up a campaign. Hey, call us. We provide these services. I would really say, what is your goal? Do you want engagement? Do you want impressions? Do you want leads? And then from there, kind of decide which path you're going to take. I would say the best first step with Google AdWords after you've established your goal is to decide from there really where you're going to head with it.
Okay. And from my understanding, so once you establish that goal, that's kind of how you determine, because Google AdWords, they give you some information, but ultimately they link you to something else, correct?
Right, exactly.
So determining what that link is to, is exactly. It the contact us page? Is it a information page? I guess it could be a download maybe.
So usually what we've experienced lately is we're all about the lead generation, lead capture, and that's where the landing page really comes in, because you get the ad to capture the attention. You go from there to a landing page, and that's where you can capture your lead gen by offering them some sort of form of content that's worth their time, something that they're willing to give you information for. So for lead gen, I would definitely go down the landing page route, but you know, sometimes you just want to talk to somebody, you just want to get on the phone. So in that case, your AdWords built all about, hey, give us a call. We're going to give you a button. You click it, it calls us right away, and you're on the phone. It really does depend. I feel like Google AdWords is so broad and there's so many opportunities with it that you really have to know what you want as an end result before you can just start. And that's actually a lesson that we've learned at BDN a lot is we really need to sit down and strategize and decide what is the end product or what is the end metric that we're going to measure. And you have to know that first, because it's not something that you can go back and add later or fix later. It's what drives a campaign.
And so let me ask, Google AdWords, is it really as simple as, say, picking a word that you want to be associated with your business? Or how do you go about selecting that?
So there's actually a lot of different targeting options. You can do customer match, you can do keywords, placements, or remarketing tags. And I'll kind of walk you through each one of those. The one that you started with is keywords. So for example, you would come up with a list of words or terms that you want to be associated with. So, for example, with BDN Aerospace Marketing, I can type in terms like aerospace and defense trade shows, aerospace and defense design, or maybe we want to do strategy. What is it that the business does, and how do you want to be known? So that's the keyword placement, especially for somebody who doesn't know about who you are or what you do, but they know that they're looking for a service. What types of services do you provide that you can offer to them?
And so it really is like you're stringing together many words. Like we're not just saying airplanes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you want to come up with phrases. And the reason for that is you have to spend a specific budget and you have to bid on each key term. And if you do a word like airplane that's typed in hundreds of times a day, you're not going to show up, you're not going to be optimized, and you're going to hit the audience that you're not really targeting. Whereas if you typed in aviation marketing, that's a very different audience, a very different type of person than airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
So you really want to optimize your keywords, because in the end, you're using your budget more strategically to hit the people that you want more effectively.
So when thinking about which words to choose, do you have any guidelines that you might give people?
I guess it really comes back to who you are and what do you want to be known for? What is your brand and what is the product that you're offering? So what I like to do is get into the head of my end user. What would they type in? They're not going to type in BDN. They're going to type in maybe marketing help for aerospace, marketing help for aviation. They're not going to know exactly who we are. Maybe sometimes they will, but then that's where you hope that your SEO for your website comes into play and you don't have to bid on terms that already meet your business needs. So I would say, take a step back, think about who your audience is, and try to think, what would they type? What are they going to look for? But you really need to think about it from their point of view.
That's really good advice. So you mentioned there was a few other kind of campaigns as well that you can do. So not just the keyword search. What would be like the next rung of Google AdWords?
Sure. So something that was just recently introduced is called Customer Match.
Okay.
And what's great about this is that you're targeting a different type of person. You're targeting somebody farther along in the funnel. So maybe they, they've already subscribed, you're already aware of them, you've already captured their contact information, and now what you're doing is you're uploading a list to Google AdWords. And what Google does is it identifies that person through their, through their email address, and then what it does is it targets them specifically on their IP address. It knows where they're at, and it shows them your targeted ad. So, for example, you could say some of our clients we know sell helicopters. So if they sell a helicopter, we know that they've recently purchased a new one. They don't quite have a product on it yet. We can say, hey, we know you have this aircraft. We know you don't have this modification. Now you can get it. So it's a lot more personalized. We know exactly who it's going for, and we can hit them better in their buying process.
That's great. So it's actually kind of using some of the things that Google is collecting to improve our internet experience for each user. And it's using that as kind of a template, like this person does fit your requirements. This is the kind of person you want to market to. Do you need to have their contact information in hand before you start a campaign like that?
Yes. So the way that you actually start that campaign is by uploading a list to Google, and all the list needs to have on it is a valid email address. Customer Match is a great tool. It is a little bit limited in that you have to have at least 1,000 contacts in order to start that campaign type. But if you do have those 1,000, it's a very personalized, customized journey for them.
That's a really good argument for having things like contact forms and lead gen forms on your website, so that it opens up this avenue that is not available to you if you do not have a vetted list first.
Exactly. And that's where the keywords come into place with landing pages, is maybe you start a keyword, a broad campaign that's going to get a lot of new people to your site, build a lot of that awareness. You build your list through that lead gen, and then you can start targeting them through the different life cycles that they're going
to
be in.
So it's like one of these campaigns could easily lead to another.
Exactly.
Later.
And actually, you should use them in different, you know, in different cycles for different reasons. And remarketing, that's the third type that I want to speak about here, is a great type. With that one, what you do is you place a tag on your website or a specific web page. And anytime that somebody went to your website, they're going to be indexed. And then we know, because we saved that cookie, that that person has been to the site. So now we're going to hit them with ads on their screens wherever their journey is that say, hey, don't forget about us. Come back to our site. And a good example would be Amazon. If you're shopping on there and you're looking for a specific product, you go, you look at that product, you decide, I'm not going to buy it right now. And then a day later, you see that product pop up on your screen. You're like, oh, I was going to buy that. I forgot to finish. So it's a great reminder tool.
Yeah, remarketing is one of those things we brought up before in some of our discussions. And it is so effective. It gets me almost every time, because it's the combination of the first two campaigns rolled into one, where you've almost completed the process. You're so close, and it might be that nagging thought in your head, like, oh, I do want to reach out and get more information or sign up for that class or buy that product. And it's there all the time, and just it'll wear you down. And it's bad in a good way.
Yeah, and you know, it can actually be really helpful and make the buying process a lot easier for the end user, because you have a direct link to exactly what they want. All they have to do is click it, hit purchase, hit send, and they're done. So it's like a nice, easy way for them to finish the process, remember the process, and then you to make a sale or to, really capture that end goal that you were shooting for.
I was going to ask, we've talked about three different kinds of campaigns. Is there, if you're starting out, how much do you think you should really budget if you want to, say, dip your toe in this, or if you want to go embrace all of this? How much money does it take to get on board with Google AdWords?
Sure. So the budget can really vary. At BDN, we've been a bit aggressive with it. So we've been hitting at least $50 a day so far. A lot of people would say that's probably too much and scale that down, maybe say $50 a week. You can even go less than that. What we've been doing is very specific targeted campaigns that we're trying to be very aggressive with in a short amount of time. So that's another thing too. Do you want leads this week? Or do you just want to build awareness over a period of time? If it's a period of time, you can do a very low budget. With a lot of our campaigns, I'm seeing the cost per click being 30 cents. So it can be pretty cheap, and it's definitely a lot cheaper option than advertising in magazines, publications, online advertising. For a digital placement right now in some of our industry publications, it's at least $1,000. It can go up to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. With Google AdWords, you're hitting a lot broader audience for different reasons, of course, but your budget's going to be a lot smaller.
Okay. And then the price per AdWord, it varies, right? It varies based on what that word is, how often it's been requested. How much do you expect to spend? Like 30 cents a result doesn't seem bad, but how often does that change?
Sure. Well, Google actually makes it pretty easy for you. When you're just starting out, you can actually have Google help you optimize your keywords. And you can actually click a button that's easiest saying, help have Google optimize per click. or per engagement. So maybe your goal is just to click through or just to see your website, Google will help you optimize for that. If you want an action to be taken, Google will optimize for that. And what it does is it will run all of the keywords pretty evenly, and then it's going to start to identify what actions happen with each keyword, and then it's going to start to allocate more budget for the higher performing words per the targeted action that you want. So I'd say for people starting out, trust Google. They really know what they're doing. Try it out that way, kind of see what Google's doing. Then you can actually learn what keywords yourself perform better than others, and you kind of see the money, how it's allocated. And then from there, you can start to adjust and say, hey, maybe I don't need these words anymore. I'll take them off and I'll reallocate that budget to the higher performing.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it does seem like the Google AdWords interface almost works in real time. So if you decide we're going to cap it off today, or we're going to take her campaign down, you can do that pretty much that day, can't you?
Instantaneously. Actually, that happened earlier this morning. I was working on a campaign and I was looking at our budget, and we determined we need to pause it for right now. I paused it right then and there. And the best part is the campaign's still there. If I want to hit start again tomorrow, I can click a button and it's back up and running. So everything's live. It's great. And it even gives you real-time metrics, which is great too. I can see my ads run better Monday through Wednesday. They don't run very good on Thursday, Friday. I'm just picking days randomly. Knowing that information, I can actually automate my ads to only run on the high performing days and actually turn itself off on the days that don't perform as well. Or I can do it with peak times, or I can select demographics, I can do locations, I can choose very specific people. Maybe I don't want people age 24 to see my ad, but I want people 25 to see the ad. You can set it up as specific as you want in real time and then see how that performs.
So there's a lot of information that can be gleaned from that, the statistics that Google is giving back to you as a result of your keywords.
You can learn a lot about your customers, who they are, and the interactions and the actions that they take.
Wow. That sounds like just a fascinating tool.
It's a little creepy when you think about it.
Well, Sarah, thank you very much. Sarah Stanzik, our tech-savvy marketing guru extraordinaire. BDN's original research shows that about half of aerospace marketers use and advocate digital marketing, and that includes tactics like Google AdWords. More and more people recognize that digital is both budget-friendly and measurable, so really, there's a lot to love. Now, we've written extensively about digital marketing as a topic, and we have many blogs under that heading on the BDN website, bdnaerospace.com. You'll also find an array of tools to help you hone your digital marketing expertise. I highly encourage you to go take advantage of them. Thanks for listening.